Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
As I awaited results of the midterm elections, my thoughts turned to an autumn night in 1943. The U.S. Army Air Force, from its bases in England, sent nearly 300 heavy bombers over the ball-bearing factories at Schweinfurt, Germany. It was the biggest aerial bombing raid in history. It mostly succeeded, but at such great cost, the mission is now known to military historians as Black Thursday. 77 bombers did not return. My father was at the controls of one that did make it back, barely. To him, it was just another day's work. You see, he was fighting to preserve democracy. That's the job he signed up for, the job he continued after the war. He ran a business, was active in local political and civic organizations, held conventional Republican views, you know, free trade, free market, small government, equal rights. He eventually changed parties, but not beliefs. Democracy meant the world to him, having nearly lost his life defending it. My siblings and I seem to have inherited that trait. Oh, we don't agree on everything, but we do support the thing my father was fighting for. Some people believe democracy is in danger today. They point to recent efforts to prevent people from voting, to use violence to attain political goals, overturn rights granted long ago, deny the results of a democratic election. My father would be appalled. And yet, he would also note that the plane he flew in the cause of democracy was one of the most durable ever invented. The turbocharged four-engine all-weather B-17 Flying Fortress could survive heavy damage from anti-aircraft guns, high-caliber strafing by enemy fighter planes, crash landings of all sorts. Now there's a metaphor with wings. The Air Force bounced back from Black Thursday. Within months, it developed long-range fighter planes to escort the B-17s. Losses plunged. My father survived the war in one piece. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here, along with my siblings and our assorted kids, grandkids, nephews, nieces, cousins, in-laws. Generations of citizens and voters. We've seen lots of elections, won some, lost some, but we're a family of turbocharged, all-weather heavy bombers, long-range fighters. Win or lose, we're not giving up on democracy. Neither should you. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.